It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 29th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. When a monster storm roars out of the Caribbean or anywhere, lives and billions of dollars can hang in the balance. So what technology is in the pipeline to help us react quicker? Here's Jeff Masters, Director of Meteorology at Weather Underground. It's become one of the most popular online weather services in the world, thanks in part to crowdsourcing weather info from its 20,000 users.
We try not to be the ones providing all the info. We try and draw in resources from as many weather enthusiasts as we can. Webcams that people have in their backyards or weather stations, or if they've got photos they send us, we take all that information to make it available.
But what about predicting the big storms? Masters says it could be 20 more years before tiny sensor drones swarm over the oceans. Perry Samsom, a professor at the University of Michigan who taught Masters, is working on an approach that could arrive sooner. It's called Cygnus from NASA and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. It starts with the launch of 8 new scavenger satellites. They'll gather info from the radio waves already bombarding the Earth from the legions of existing satellites.
Now, the unique part of a satellite system like this is we're going to be able to look inside of the hurricane for the first time. These wavelengths are such that they pass right through the storms inside the hurricane.
Perry says the Cygnus launch is still about 4 years out. Mondays on Marketplace Tech, we like to look at big ideas, capital B, capital I. Today, the miracle of algebra. Imagine turning a 2-lane road into a 10-lane highway using no extra asphalt, just math. A global team of scientists has worked out how to get loads more data through the internet without adding circuit boards or microchips. It's an algorithm to send internet data as equations to stop information from bunching up. Glenn Fleischman blogs about tech for The Economist. He's been working on a metaphor.
Well, imagine that every letter that came to your house was delivered by a separate mailman. And let's say they start to get clogged up on your front step and they can't push the letters through one at a time through your mail slot. Well, eventually you're going to wind up with a whole pile of mailmen standing there all trying to shove a letter through at once. And that's going to slow down the flow of letters in your home. That's what happens with the form of internet congestion that these new formulas clear up.
Who will benefit from this boosted bandwidth? Well, just about anyone who gets annoyed by a slow, herky-jerky internet. Companies will be able to license the technology from Caltech and MIT. And before we go, that Glenn Fleischman I just talked to, he was on Jeopardy last week. Won two nights, but lost on a third. It was only later that Glenn consulted the IBM scientists who had programmed Watson, the Jeopardy-winning computer.
The focus was on Watson's incredible natural language processing. It could parse a clue that a normal Jeopardy contestant could interpret and provide a correct answer. That's amazing enough. But they also had to bet correctly and bet at the right time and ring in at the right time. They published a paper of that in a computer science journal earlier this year that if I'd read that paper first, I would have won my third game of Jeopardy instead of wagering the way I did and losing.
So you won twice, you lost on the third night. Did you walk away with anything?
Yes, I walked away with $30,398, which my older son, who's 8, likes to repeat to me. He likes that number. And that means, a nice family vacation, some money for the college fund, and, pay for some dental work. It's a nice sum to do some extras.
Fleischman also writes for the Seattle Times. At MarketplaceTech.org, we'll link to Glenn's thrilling all-for-nothing Final Jeopardy bet. It was about what was the eastern German city of Chemnitz called before 1990. Think about it. What happened in 1990? I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.